Start a gig. So, two weeks prior to Mother's Day, I passed out over 250 Mother's Day cards, you know, and that's when gangs were, when they would see a Mother's Day card, they would just start crying. And they hadn't even wrote anything down on them yet, you know, but I had enough pins for all of them to each gang so they could write something for their moms. But then when it was getting closer to Father's Day, I know I passed out at least 300 cards to these gangs. And last Saturday, I passed out about 125 cards.
Are these the same gangs?
These are different gangs.
Oh, different gangs. Okay.
Yeah. And I think two of them were the same because I had given them Mother's Day cards.
But okay.
I gave them Father's Day cards as well last weekend. And I said, you got to write something though. Even if it's just Happy Father's Day. You don't have to write down a whole bunch. Just let them know that you're thinking of your dad. Because if it wasn't for your dad and mom, you wouldn't be here. Don't forget that. God created us. God created you. But he also gave you a mom and dad. Or you would not be in this world. Think about that. So I said, just write down something like, Happy Father's Day, you know, or love you, Dad. Happy Father's Day. Whatever you want. And so I started passing out the pins. As they were using the tailgate of my truck and the picnic tables to write something, they start crying. They would start crying because, like I said, and if you didn't give one to your mom, beneath what you said to your dad, put something for your mom. Because the mom and dad will read it. And they started crying as they were writing. And God says, don't say a word. Just let them write. Don't interrupt them. Don't read any scriptures yet. Just let them write. So I leaned against my truck and I was just watching them, praying over them, but not interrupting. One by one started crying. Because they were like, God used the Father's Day card, Mother's Day card, to penetrate their hearts. Because some of them wrote more than Happy Father's Day. Some of them wrote, Happy Father's Day, will you please forgive me, Dad, for the way I treated you and Mom? You know, I kind of walked around and kind of looked, but I didn't interrupt them. I started crying because they were like, these kids were broken, but yet, nobody's ever brought gangsters Father's Day card or Mother's Day card for their parents. And what an idea from God, because God knew their hearts, you know. So he said, yes, go take them cards, let them think about who loves them and who they need to forgive or whatever. But so I just started passing out cards to the girls and the boys. The girls, they were crying as well, and they were like, oh my goodness. So, but then, out of nowhere, instead of writing down on the cards, they were calling their parents.
Okay, you got it, man.
As they were calling their parents, then God started healing. And I was listening, and it was like, I'm over here on the east side of Commerce City. I want to go home, you know, and you could hear that on the phones. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. So, and then that was on Saturday. Sunday, the same thing. So Saturday, over 73 gang members gave their hearts to God on Saturday. And when the parents showed up at the park, they started passing out. They started giving them the Father's Day cards. And the dads and moms were just crying. Like, So you gave your heart to Jesus Christ because of a card? And they said, no, it's just Sonny made me think that I wouldn't be here without you guys. And that really hit my heart. Like, will you forgive me for everything I've done wrong? Like, yes, but will you forgive us? And he says, yes, Sonny said that the Bible says that if we don't forgive, our Heavenly Father won't forgive us. So if you don't want to forgive me, it's okay, but I want to ask for forgiveness. And then that whole gang gave their hearts to God, and the parents showed up, and the parents that weren't Christians walked up to me and they said, you know what, if I want to know God like you do, my son just gave his heart to Jesus. Like, I want to make sure that we stay together, and I want God to help us. So the families were giving their hearts to God. And then Sunday was Father's Day last week. I was still passing out cards. Same thing happened. I think there was 78 last Sunday that gave their hearts to the Lord. It might have been more. Well, it was more because of the parents. But as they were writing on the cards again on Sunday, they started crying. That just impacted them. Like, nobody's ever done that. But God said to do it, so I did it. I went to the dollar store and got Father's Day card. And then in Denver, and the guy at the dollar store says, well, why do you need 200 Father's Day cards? Like, what in the world? And I told him, I said, I'm going to take them to the gang members. He goes, I'll take care of that bill, man. Like, I'll pay for that. He goes, do you need any more? He goes, because there's another box in the back. I'll just give you the box. I'll take care of the bill. It's okay. If that's what you're doing, like, that's so brave, but that's really good. So, man, he gave me like, he took care of like 300 cards, Father's Day card. And it was like, that saved money. But he knew why I was doing it. It was for the kingdom. He says, you bet, I will pay that bill. Like, wow, man, that's a miracle. That is so good.
He must have known God himself, huh?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He loved the Lord. He says, I love the Lord, man. Let me pray. So he reached in his pocket and anointed the box that had all the Father's Day cards. He anointed it, prayed over it, and then he prayed for me. And the people that was in the line, they were praying. They were, because they heard him pray, you know. And I said, thank you, man. Well, God bless you. And he goes, he already has, man. And I'll take any blessings. Anybody says, God bless you, I'll take that. I receive it in Jesus' name. So by the time I got to the parking lot, two of the families that were on the next aisle, they came over. They go, will you pray for us, man? Because my son is in a gang. I said, yeah, what gang is it? She goes, they're the Eastsiders. I said, I'm going there right now. She goes, are you serious? His name is Tony. And he's a big guy. He's not fat. He's monster. So when I got there, I noticed the guy that stood above all of them. I said, that's got to be Tony. So I got out, I set out the breakfast burritos, and they start walking towards me. I said, how's it going, Tony? And he goes, how in the world do you know my name? I said, no, you look like a Tony, man. You look pretty big. Like, hey, I have Father's Day cards right here, man. You want to write something to your dad? He goes, maybe. So he grabbed the card and walked away. I gave him a pen. He walked away. He came back full of tears. He's like, why did you have to bring this card today, man? I said, like, it's Father's Day, man. It's Father's Day weekend. Like, you should. I said, if you give me an address, I'll take it there for you. He goes, no, I called them and told them where I'm at. They're going to come get it. And he was crying. When his mom and dad pulled up, he ran to the car. And they just hugged forever. And then they came back. And I told them, I said, if you see me there, don't act like you know me, because that'll ruin it for Tony. Like, that will, he might walk away. So don't even mention you knew me or met me. So I got to pray for that whole family, and their son gave his heart to God, but that whole gang did. And it was, when they heard that Tony called his parents, then they all started calling their parents, even the leader. And he was a mess. He cried most of the time. But it's just a simple card to remind them about Mother's and Father's Day card. You know, it's like, that blew them away.
Do you remember what the message or what it said on the card?
On the Father's Day card, it said, "You're the greatest. I love you, Dad." Like, he put, "I love you, Dad." But the card, there were simple cards, and they were like, I think they said, "You're the greatest. You're my hero." It was different Father's Day card. But it's like, something that simple, it changed their hearts. But God did that. It wasn't the card.
Yeah.
It was God that said, I know how to penetrate those hearts that are broken.
Mm-hmm.
Just get it to them. I was ready to deliver a message, you know, to read Jeremiah 29:11 to them. I read that a lot because it discusses about their future. You know, it's not, but it was exciting to see how just a simple card to write a message to their dad and mom changed their hearts immediately. Like, who else would you think of would know that would do that? Like, take a Father's Day card, a game, so they could send them to their dads. Nobody's ever done that. But God does. God said, "Do it." I did it. It was beautiful. Total, I think last weekend alone was like 145 gave the heart to God in 2 days.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
That's what God does. He's faithful. Like, he doesn't mess around. Another hungry dog's out there.
That's what it sounds like.